Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Darren.
Now, I know you've had a touch of the COVID, mate, but you're okay.
Yeah. Yes, mate. Yeah, I'm just in isolation now till Thursday, unfortunately. But anyway, it's the way of the world, isn't it? So just a bit unlucky, but yeah, everything's okay.
Here's what it is. Now, that means that you're going to miss the T20 Grand Final on Wednesday. We'll get to that shortly. But let's start off with the game on the weekend. Great win by your team. So you made 350 and then bowled them out for about 315, yeah?
Yeah, that's it, mate. It was a very good performance with the bat. And it's probably the missing part in the puzzle for us over the years with our two-day cricket. Been out of, you know, bat the full day and post a number in excess of 300. And we did that and, you know, in fact, got past 350. So some great contributions across the board. Three, you know, very good partnerships to set that up. So really, we, you know, we kicked all the boxes there. And then Sunday was a battle, you know, with the ball, very flat wicket. So we really had to work hard for those wickets. And they got a good partnership going. We dropped a couple of catches. So we really had to, you know, focus in that last hour to get things back on track. And they did that really well. And led by Jono Chapman again, who got the important wickets at the end of the day. So very good result, you know, character building as well. Mm. And another great learning curve in how to win red ball cricket. You know, and, you know, they kept it simple, but they really focused on, you know, a few things around partnerships with the bat and the ball and just staying in the game and being prepared to win it late.
So Taylor got 95, Young Hayes got 86, Jono Chapman, great all-rounders game, 37 with the bat, and then 4 for 34, as you mentioned. So very good game by him.
It was, and if you're in the context of the game, the little partnership, James Beattie and Jono Chapman at the end, you know, 40-odd, I think, which was actually the difference in the game, if you want to look at it that way. You know, we were looking like we'd get past 300 and then we could have been all out. But they counter-punched again at the end. And Jono, you know, has worked really hard in his batting. He's, you know, he's in the all-rounder class just about now, I think. And he continues to work hard on both sides of his game. So that was a really important partnership. And then, you know, came out and the bowling group bowled very well. You know, we saw Spencer Hayes feature with the ball. He hasn't had much bowling this year. Had a bit of a sore back, and he's over that now. So he's double again. If you're talking about good games, then Spencer's basically run a ball 80 and then picked up two very important wickets just before the break on Sunday there. And that was, you know, got us right into the game. So some good performances. But then the day everyone contributed, everyone had their part to play.
Yeah, very good. All right, so T20 Grand Final versus South Hobart Sandy Bay on Wednesday down at Blundstone. Unfortunately, you'll miss it because you're in quarantine until when, Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday I should get out, yeah.
Yeah. Well, last time you played them, I think it was a 50-over game, and you got them then, so no reason why you can't get them again.
Yeah, look, we took some confidence out of that game in Coimbra. We went down, that was the week we had the team issues with COVID, with about 8 players affected. So we really had to scratch together a team, and we went down there with sort of a, you know, nothing to lose sort of attitude and came away with the points against a pretty good team. So our record against South Hobart Sandy Bay is strong. We've played some really good cricket against them. So, yeah, we can go into the game with some confidence, knowing that it's T20 cricket and, you know, anything can happen. Mm. Yeah, we'll put together, you know, the good thing is we've got a good squad of probably 15 players to pick from. So it'll be a hard selection this week, but we go in with a chance to win our first ever flag. So it's exciting times for the program.
Then back on it Saturday, two-day game against North Hobart. Now, this one's at the NTCA?
That's correct.
All right. Last time you played there, you had a bit to say about the wicket. Has it improved?
I'm not sure. I haven't really seen it of late. I'd just like to think that we can make every effort to, you know, to ensure the conditions are fit for Premier League cricket. That's all I ask. Mm. You know, so, you know, if that can be done, then that would be great because, you know, again, it's another important game. We're, after winning on the weekend, we now sit, you know, clear second on the overall table in the competition. And we be able to consolidate ourselves in the top two with another win. But, you know, mind you, It's a very quick turnaround for us. It's a massive program, particularly when we have to travel all the time. So it does add its own challenges. But, you know, hopefully the players will come through Wednesday, you know, fit and healthy, and then we can reload again for Saturday and the following Saturday, obviously. So, yeah, big challenge, one that we'll embrace. It's exciting that we get to play in a final. So we're not going to whinge about the program or, you know, the schedule. We've just got to get on and play our best cricket, and, you know, hopefully that we do that and we can give ourselves a really good chance to win.
Yeah. North Hobart, so will they be at full? I know the Hurricanes program's finished now, so they'll get Caleb Jewell back, I would assume.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't even looked at the, you know, what the first class program's like and commitments. I reckon they'll bounce back into some. I know they've got red ball cricket and white ball cricket coming up, so I'm not sure how they'll be affected with state players, but at the end of the day, we cope with that as well.
Yeah.
We go in with a pretty settled team, knowing that we'll need every player that we've got on our list at the moment. That, you know, we've probably got 17 or 18 players. I think we need them all over the next few weeks, because you can guarantee there'll be some fatigue and maybe some injury come out of this schedule that we're in at the moment. So we've just got to be up and about and protect our position on the ladder by playing good cricket.
Yeah, indeed. Did you get to go to the test match in Hobart?
Yes, that's probably where I...
Where you got the COVID, Ryan.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. But it was great, mate.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
To be honest, it was worth it. I went the first 2 days. It was great. Fantastic, you know, to see Tasmania on the map in Ashes cricket, and really good crowd and got really good wicket. Exciting cricket. You know, the game moved pretty quick, obviously, but, yeah, there was something going on all the time, and very well embraced by the Tasmanian public, and I think, you know, the cricketing world, really. Saw Bell Reeve at its best, and, you know, let's hope we get some more games of that of similar status played there.
Indeed. All right, mate, thanks for having a yarn. Good luck to the boys Wednesday, and good luck Saturday at Launceston.
Beautiful, mate. Thanks very much.